Eine kleine Nachtmusik. You are going to be conducting from your chair. How is that going to be different from playing it with a conductor?
Well, I am very, very excited to play these conductorless concerts of these Mozart programs. I'm not really going to be conducting. I think conducting technically really means to have somebody up there standing with a baton and waving their arms in the rhythm of the piece. But what I plan on doing is leading. And actually, in England, they don't call a concertmaster a concertmaster. They call the concertmaster the leader. And so back in the old days, orchestras didn't have conductors. And in the time of Mozart, there were no conductors. And the concertmaster would lead from his chair, meaning just what I always do, just kind of move my head naturally if the music calls for it, or perhaps my facial expression might try to convey something in the music. The music that we play became more and more complicated as history marched on through Beethoven and then Brahms in the Romantic period and then post-Romantic and then Impressionistic period and then modern music and 20th century, 21st century. And so sometimes it's impractical for an orchestra not to have a conductor. So it may seem a little bit avant-garde for us to be doing a concert without conductor at all, but it actually is kind of going back to the way it's supposed to be. So I'm really looking forward to it. And I think it'll be very kind of pure, and the musicians will kind of feel unencumbered, and we will have a lot more freedom to just play the music like we want to play it.
Do you know what the thinking was behind putting this concert together this way?
I think this concert, this series of concerts, came about through an occurrence that happens a lot in the concert world, and that is a cancellation. Last year, Charles Dutoit, our wonderful principal conductor at that time, had to cancel suddenly because of illness. And basically on about, 8 or 9 hours notice, I had to lead a concert of the Vivaldi Four Seasons at the Kimmel Center without conductor. And it went so well, and everybody kind of scratched their head, and we all looked at each other and said, gosh, that was really fun. Let's do that some more. And so word kind of started spreading, and the administration of the orchestra thought it went well too. And so we all put our heads together and came up with this program with this incredible pianist, Imogen Cooper from England, and she's a real star. And she will also lead in her concerto. And here we are. And I think the ticket sales are very, very strong, almost sold out. And I think it's going to be a really memorable week for all of us.
Does it change your focus, even though you're doing what you do in a normal concert? How does it change your experience when you are leading?
Changing the experience when I'm leading really comes down to what we call the critical spots, the corners. Say, if there's a repeated section, you have to kind of have a little retard, a little slowdown at the end to finish the section, and then a slight pause, and then you repeat and start it again. That little corner, normally we just depend on the conductor. The conductor directs us and we follow, and it's very organic and easy. Now it's my responsibility to lead that, perhaps with a little nod of my head, perhaps the scroll, the head of the violin will go up and down just a little bit, or maybe the tip of my bow might act as the baton and go up and down right in the correct rhythm. Another place that my colleagues might need me is a beginning of a movement to set the tempo correctly. Here, let me give you an example. Perhaps a good example would be Eine kleine Nachtmusik, a wonderful exuberant beginning. And it's so easy when there's a conductor. They'll just give 3, 4. Now there's no conductor, so I'm the one. So I might throw my right hand out with the bow for the third beat, and the fourth beat will come up, and then the downbeat will land on the string, and hopefully it will not be done in a mannered way. What I'm hoping most to do as a leader is all my motions hopefully will be organic. And the more organic the motions are, I think the easier everybody plays together. If it's kind of planned or a little bit manufactured, then it's never together. And also, here's a secret, I might try to give a little extra loud sniff. So I might go. And that little last sniff on the fourth beat conveys so much to our colleagues.
And will you be sitting or standing?
I'll be sitting in my regular chair with my regular stand partner, Juliet Kang, and it will be a very reduced orchestra. I really begged everybody if they would try, because this is the Philadelphia Orchestra, the mighty Philadelphia Orchestra, and we're all used to having a big membership on stage, over 100 strong. But in this case, we'll have less than 30 people on stage. It will be truly a chamber orchestra concert. A few winds and brass, but it's going to be very intimate. And I'm really hoping for a sound that is truly patrician in quality. It won't have the same, perhaps, cholesterol, fatty content, the lard content of the Brahms and Mahler that we normally play and the Bruckner. But it will be the Philadelphia Orchestra quality, and that special quality will be there.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.